This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's news of football today. More precisely, there is news of football and the Internal Revenue Code. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced this afternoon that the National Football League is going to give up its tax-exempt status. Much like the tax code, though, there are a whole lot of caveats to this story, so we've called Kavitha Davidson. She is a sports columnist at Bloomberg View. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why do you suppose the commissioner is doing this now?
So that's the big question, isn't it? Especially at this time. Yeah. There's a lot of news obviously going on today, and it just kind of seems a little bit like a news dump.
Wow.
Which is weird, because you would think the NFL giving up its tax exempt status is a good thing, can actually make the NFL look good.
Yeah.
It will save taxpayers, you know, by generating an income from taxes of $109 million over 10 years, which actually isn't a lot of money to the NFL.
Right.
But it's a lot of money to us.
And we should say, you know, the teams and the television contract and all that stuff. I mean, that's all taxable income. What we're talking about here is the league office.
Right. At the same time, there are some iffy numbers on how much that actually means. The NFL always likes to say, you know, the league office itself doesn't make any money. The league office itself may even lose money. That's not entirely true. Money is fungible.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
Especially when it comes to team dues, teams pay around $10 million a year in dues to the league office, and that money is tax deductible as a business expense because the league office is categorized as a business league, as a 501c6 nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
That basically means that the NFL can take that money, and if it doesn't spend it in a certain amount of time, can loan it back as part of its stadium financing program, for example, in very favorable terms. It is a little bit more iffy. It's not quite as clear cut whether or not the NFL's league tax exemption actually does or doesn't benefit the teams themselves.
The league changing its tax exempt status, though, means that it does get out from under some disclosure requirements too, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Executive pay is the number one disclosure requirement that I would guess is motivating this decision. You know, in 2007, when the tax code was amended so that a 501c6 would have to make these disclosures, Major League Baseball immediately relinquished its tax-exempt status.
Huh.
You know, not incidentally, that was the only year that we really had information on Commissioner Bud Selig's salary and everything. A lot is made, especially in the last year, with the missteps that Roger Goodell has made in the NFL, that, you know, he made $44 million in 2012. And the amount of money that he's making is just expected to continue to rise after his current contract expires. And now we won't actually have any of that information to confirm what he actually is compensated with.
Day to day, though, does this change the National Football League?
Not even in the slightest. You know, I think that there are a couple of public relations things that this can actually help ease over. One, obviously, there's a lot of criticism that the NFL is a nonprofit, and now we can't say that anymore. Executive pay is a huge thing because, frankly, the NFL continues to grow and does not continue to reward its players with increasing salaries at the level that it's increasing its executive salaries. And the third thing is that I don't think enough people will be talking about is, as the rest of the country fights for equal pay and the NFL has started to actually promote women to higher level executive positions, we won't have disclosures now to confirm that they're being paid in a comparable way to their male counterparts.
Kavitha Davidson is a sports columnist at Bloomberg View. Thanks very much.
Thank you.